Welcome to The Alternative Angle. My name is Alexandra Daly and I'm the CEO of AA Advisors Europe Limited. We're an independent placement agent and we're based in London and we raise assets across the alternatives industry.
Today, I'm joined by Jim Jones and Steve Tobman from Californian-based High Gear Ventures, a secondary VC investor in the IT infrastructure space. Jim's experience has spanned all phases of venture capital, from seed and early stage investments to later stage and secondaries in venture-backed companies. Jim's portfolio management includes more than 150 million of primary and secondary capital commitments. Prior to founding High Gear Ventures, Jim was venture partner with Industry Ventures, a leading VC secondary firm. Prior to this, Jim was a founding managing director at Scale Venture Partners. Previously, Jim led product management, product marketing, and business development groups at 3Con Corporation, where he managed a diverse $1.2 billion US dollars enterprise and consumer product line. Prior to 3Con, Jim was a senior product line manager at National Semiconductor, focused on enterprise communication technology. He holds a BSEE from the University of California at Davis. Steve Tobman has been an active private equity secondary investor since 1998, purchasing limited partner interests in venture capital and buyout funds, organizing fund restructuring and corporate spin-outs, and acquiring direct interest in venture-backed companies. Prior to joining High Gear Ventures, Steve was managing director with VCFA Group and led VCFA's West Coast office beginning in 2011. At VCFA, Steve was actively involved in originating, evaluating, negotiating, and closing new secondary investments for funds, having an aggregate of 650 million of capital commitments. Prior to VCFA, Steve held an equity research position at Standard & Poor's in 1997. From 1993 to 1996, he was employed as a senior research scientist in both the private and public sectors and has 5 years' experience in mathematical and computer modeling of atmospheric chemistry and global climate change processes. Steve received an MBA in finance and management from New York University, an MS in meteorology from Pennsylvania State University, and a BS in atmospheric science from the University of California at Davis. Welcome, Jim and Steve. So you have been investing across the venture capital space for over two decades. And during this time, there have been many periods of market volatility. What were your experiences during previous macroeconomic shocks, and how did you navigate the uncertainty?
Well, thank you for that question, and thank you for tuning in. This is Jim Jones, and Steve Tobman will be joining on the next question as well. And when we look across the last few decades, this is actually the fourth downturn that we've been through in our careers. Our careers are long enough to have seen four of these. We've seen this in 1990, in 2000, 2001, and 2008, 2009, and now again here in 2020. You know, roughly every 8 to 10 years, we see a significant shock to the markets, and in particular for technology stocks. And in the past, what we've seen in our experience is that the aftermath of this type of a shock to the financial markets, particularly following the downturn in 2008-2009, there's typically a period of time where no secondary purchases are being completed, and the best thing to do as a buyer, as an investor, as a secondary investor, is to wait. And this pause occurs for a couple of reasons. First, there's a gap between what the sellers are expecting in terms of the price for the assets that they hold. You know, it takes a while for psychology to set in. Sellers who hold shares are thinking about what the price used to be, and it takes time to realize what the value really should be following this type of shock to the system. And the buyers and on our side, we're also unsure what the future value of these shares should be, because the shock is happening, the markets are in turmoil, it's difficult to know what the future may hold. And so the best thing to do in that situation is to wait. Now, after the shock to the system has subsided, and that is the macroeconomic environment has stabilized and there's some pricing stability and things are a bit more clear, there usually tends to be a very extended period of time where secondary purchases are really advantageous. You can find really good valuations in strong companies, and the pricing is such that you can lock in some really good returns. And we saw this after the 2008-2009 downturn, that secondary transactions completed in 2009 to 2011 did extremely well. The pricing was a favorable environment. The companies were very strong coming out of that environment, and the returns were really strong. The challenge as a secondary buyer is to try to figure out when is the right time to start buying again. The ideal time, of course, is right when the public and private valuations have stopped falling and have begun to come up again. But that's of course very hard to know when you're in the moment. The challenge of this particular downturn is that the shock is ongoing and of unclear length. It's unclear how long it will take for the virus to have its impact on various economies and how people will be able to get back to economic activity. But all that being said, that there is going to be a great opportunity as a secondary buyer. Sellers will need liquidity in this type of market. Some sectors are going to do better than others. We already have seen that the travel industry is going to do poorly, while perhaps grocers are doing well in the consumer sector. Capital equipment intensive sectors are likely to suffer longer than business-to-business cloud-based application companies. Now, for HighGear, we focus on U.S.-based business-to-business companies, and primarily in software and cloud-based applications. And so we feel like we're in a particularly good environment coming out of this shock to the system to find some really good companies. So we think the secondary pricing in our target sectors will improve. That is, the opportunities are going to get stronger, and we're quite confident we're going to find some great investments coming out of this.
Given that you're based in San Francisco and your experience as an operator in the IT infrastructure space, we're particularly interested to hear your insights into what happens in Silicon Valley at times like this.
Sure. So we're in a great location for our focus on IT infrastructure. Over half the venture-backed companies and venture dollars go to companies in the San Francisco Bay Area. This has been true for decades. At the moment, most venture-backed companies are being advised to cut expenses and conserve cash. And no doubt the time to exit will increase. And companies that were not expecting to raise additional capital will now need to raise more capital. Companies with plans to raise capital are going to find this process a whole lot more difficult. Valuation in terms of the financings will be less favorable than before this crisis. Investors that had planned to wait for a natural exit via M&A or an IPO may now turn to the secondary market in order to get liquidity. There may be even more significant changes to corporate venture as enterprises look to focus on their core businesses. Historically, enterprises have had little tolerance for write-downs in corporate venture investments, which may act as a drag on earnings. And in addition, with decreased consumer and business spending, enterprises tend to refocus on their core businesses and reduce or even eliminate corporate venture capital. And we've seen a record amount of corporate VC investment over the last several years, and there may be a very large opportunity here for secondary buyers either to purchase corporate portfolios or restructure these portfolios. Historically, in every downturn, when the IPO market becomes more difficult for IT infrastructure companies, there's also been an uptick in the amount of acquisitions in the space. There are very large public technology companies like Google, Microsoft, Oracle, Cisco, many others that are cash rich, and they tend to use this cash to make even more acquisitions when market valuations have fallen.
How are you staying connected to your broader network, sellers, and the market, given that traditional forms of communication and contact are currently proving difficult?
Well, you know, we have mostly relied on communication by phone and email until now. So this is, from that perspective, it's been an easy transition to stay in touch. The biggest change is that we're all working remotely, and where we may have met somebody for coffee or lunch, our meetings are now virtual. That being said, everybody's in the same situation and everyone's working from home. There's actually a lot more people available to talk and easier to get a hold of than before. So that's one advantage. We are seeing a flood of buying opportunities as sellers look for liquidity. So in terms of communications, we're actually seeing a significant increase in the amount of activity and opportunities.
Indeed, and we've seen a big change in the way in which people do business just now. Do you think we're seeing an acceleration of a much longer term trend towards remote working?
So possibly. people are seeing that it's possibly very productive via remote working or remote learning in the case of our kids. At the same time, people are experiencing the difficulties from remote working, whether it's the distractions being at home or internet connectivity. I think like so many changes that we're all trying to process right now, it's really hard to say whether or not this is going to be a longer term trend of replacing travel with remote work or replacing trips to the office to remote work. Time will tell. We're certainly all learning a lot in this process.
The secondary space presents a very unique set of opportunities at times of crisis. What are you seeing in the market right now?
It is a very interesting time, that is true. And secondary deals at this moment in time are largely on hold until the public market turmoil settles down. And that's generally true in any of these types of situations. We need some form of stability to really get back to doing transactions. But that's momentary in time. We're getting significant inbound interest from sellers who had previously been hesitant to sell their shares in great companies. These sellers sometimes would like to sell at yesterday's prices, though. So it takes some time for the spread between the bid and ask to come back together and more secondary purchases to be completed. But we're very encouraged by the quality of the companies where we're seeing opportunities, and the pricing where we might be able to complete a transaction is getting better by the day compared to where we were 1 month or 2 months ago. So we're very encouraged by the opportunity going forward.
There has been a lot of commentary around valuations and VC being problematic. Do you think that we're seeing a market reset that many have said has been coming for a long time?
Yes. So we are likely seeing a market reset. Valuations were at historic highs. So some of this correction valuation is healthy. Very healthy, in fact. But the bigger issue is that some venture-backed companies may fail or require financing rounds with punitive terms. These resets, however, should drive an increasing supply of secondary deal flow at more reasonable prices over the longer term, at least. And our focus at High Gear has always been on very mature businesses, typically over $250 million in revenue, growing over 25% per year. And these companies are less sensitive to the short-term shocks, and we think are built to retain long-term value.
What do you anticipate to be the longer-term effects of the COVID-19 situation?
Well, that's a question everyone would like to have the answer to, and we don't have a better insight to the long-term impact than others, but it is clear there will be a long-term ramification for both the global economy and the political landscape. And we're not sure anyone can really know the long-term impact in the 12 to 18 months timeframe. And we may be in some form of crisis mode in that timeframe. We anticipate a return to normalcy, though, interspersed with perhaps multiple periods of business disruption due to sheltering in place and the virus, getting further spread and then tamping down. It's unclear. But what we do know is that the best companies are the ones that are more mature, have flexible cash balances, and have realistic growth assumptions and can react to what's happening and continue to grow and survive. And we're very fortunate to be investing in large, mature companies. And it may be a very difficult environment for earlier stage companies to raise capital for a while. And there may be some fallout, but the strong companies will continue to thrive. And we are encouraged by the opportunity for those companies to continue to grow, even in this environment.
Jim Jones and Steve Tobin from High Gear Ventures, many thanks for joining us today on Alternative Angle.
Thank you.
Thank you.